Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 366 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Year in the same department, and I never saw Mr. Frank speak to Mary Fagan or Mary Fagan speak to Mr. Frank. When Mr. Frank came through the metal department, he never spoke to any of the girls. Just went through and looked around. The three times Mr. Frank spoke to me were as follow. He was showing a man around, and I was laying on my arm, mighty near asleep, and he says, "You can run this machine asleep, can't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." Then another time I asked him for a quarter, and he loaned me a quarter. The next time I met him on the street, he tipped his hat to me. Mr. Frank knew my face, or he wouldn't have spoken to me on the street. The floor in the metal department is awful dirty. The white stuff that they use back there gets all over the floors. Mr. Darley is general manager and foreman who employs the help. Mary Fagan's hair was darker than mine. She weighed about 115 pounds. Sometimes we sit over at the machine and comb our hair, and sometimes when I want to curl my hair with a curl or anything, I go over there to the table right by the window and light the gas and curl my hair. Magnolia Kennedy's hair is nearly the color of Mary Fagan's. School let out on Friday, April 25th. The pay is given employees from a window in the packing department. There is paint in the polishing room, just across from the dressing room. The door of the polishing room is a few feet across from the dressing room. No paint is kept in the metal room. I have seen drops of paint on the floor. I have seen it leading from the door straight across from the dressing room out to the cooler where the women come out to get water. The floor all over the factory is dirty and greasy, and after 2 or 3 days you can't hardly tell what is on the floor after it gets mixed with the dirt and dust. New paint virgin. Friday, April 25th, when we were paid off,